When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HD, Rudraneel Sengupta.
Had this series been scripted for a Bollywood movie, it would have been widely panned by the audiences and critics alike for being a little too over the top. But they say fact is stranger than fiction, and never have I believed that more than I did today. As a second string Indian side, with as many as five boys who made their test debuts in this series alone, pulled off the impossible.
It's full, it's down the ground, it'll be at least one. Saini, he's got an injury with the groin. It goes as far as the fence! India, incredible! Rishabh Pant is the star! India win the test!
The Gabba and Brisbane, Australia's long-standing test fortress where they hadn't lost in 32 years, has now fallen. The impossibility of it all wasn't just highlighted in Rishabh Pant's era-defining knock that helped India chase down 328 runs in one day, a fifth-day track no less. The impossibility of it all lies in just how India turned around an entire series after Adelaide, where they were rolled over for their lowest test score of 36. Leaderless and speechless, they moved to Melbourne, where standing captain Ajinkya Rahane began plotting a turnaround for the ages, first with the bat and then with his mind. I'm really not ashamed to say that I blinked back tears today for a while after the series was won. It was that manic, it was that crazy, it was really one for the ages. The fact that we even competed for 4 days in Brisbane was mad as well as memorable. But for Rahane to cut Pant loose in the quest for a win rather than settling for a draw, which itself would have been great, that draw, is but a reflection of the insane talent in Indian cricket. This is where I'd like to bring my co-host in, but I'd like to bring him in with a very, very simple question. Rudra, who is going to have the heart to ask these guys to step aside when the first team returns? That's all I want to ask you.
Boss, I mean, that is the question, right? I mean, I was also thinking about the same thing. And that's really something we should explore very deeply. I'm not sure if we should start off with it, but, but the first thing is that this is glorious, right? Because you know now the kind of depth that we have. India has always been, you know, there's always been talk of, oh, we are a cricket nation, it's the only game we play, you know, we have like a few million people at any given point of time trying to make it as a cricketer. We should have, from this humongous vast pool, a constant churn of great cricketers who can put their feet up against anybody in the world. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now, finally. And it's an incredible team. And your point about Rishabh Pant is called an agent of chaos. you know, I mean, it's that he's got that manic grin and he comes out and, you know, and he's completely disbalanced and he's hitting whatever in whichever direction, you know, his back foot is falling apart, he's swiveling and his shoulder is going one way, his legs are going the other way, but the ball is going for a six. You know, I have no words to describe Rishabh Pant except to say that I think, you know, the quest for the, you know, the wicketkeeper batsman across all formats is now ended. I think he's like really staked his claim and he's going to be immovable from that position. I know that his wicketkeeping skills are not great, but I think this wicketkeeping is one thing that you could keep improving on. I mean, you know, even a 10% improvement will be a huge improvement and he'll be quite a competent wicketkeeper. So he's going to remain in that spot. He's not going to be dislodged.
Okay, so Ponce is a good starting point for us, right? I would just like to say, add to everything that you've summed up about Ponce, but just saying that, you know, I hope us fans and the team management, more importantly, cut him some slack the next time, you know, he goes for it and gets out and looks ridiculous for the time being, because that's who he is, right? Like, when it comes off, he's a miracle worker. And just because we have a person in our side who can pull off those miracles, and I mean consistently, right? Because this Brisbane knock of 89 came on the back of that 97 in Sydney, which would have been an equally great miracle had we ended up chasing 407, which looked rather likely when he was batting. So my plea and my request basically is, cut in some slack, man. And, you know, our voices in the media and the fans' voices, I think those are the strongest of the lot, right? Do tend to, like, shape the way the management looks at things also. I mean, they're also just human. And, you know, when it's a chorus, it gets pretty loud, man. Like, you know, there was a reason why he wasn't picked in the ODI squad or the T20 squad immediately after the IPL, because people are just like, dude, this guy is just hit and miss. But, you know, when he hits, my God, like, what have we just witnessed? What the hell have we witnessed, Rudra?
Truly, truly. And the thing is, you know, I mean, and like you said, it was, I don't know if it was a wise decision to record so soon after this, because I think we are both full of adrenaline and I can barely get words out of my mouth in any coherent way. But
were you as emotional as I was?
Oh, absolutely. But the thing was, you know, I when I was watching through the fifth day day's play and going completely nuts about what was happening, and later on when I was looking at the data on the day's play and how we progressed, there's a serious mismatch here, because if you look at the data, it looks like India was always going to win. On day five, there was no, you know, period of play or session of play where India looked like they had their backs against the wall, or that they could be losing, or they had to fight, you know, tooth and nail for a draw like they did in Sydney. It was always this confident. Yeah, it's not true. It was always a confident, good run rate, you know, wickets in hand. There was just nothing that Australia could do to dislodge that momentum that India had right from the beginning, from when Shubman Gill started hitting. And, but emotionally, it felt so different because, of course, you know, we know what we have gone through this series, with all the injuries, all the Adelaide loss, where we were out for 36. Every match we have like two more players injured and, you know, debutants coming in, net bowlers coming in, anybody who was anybody around just being drafted into the team, you know, so much so that people were joking, you know, Ravi Shastri is going to come in and start bowling, right? And
that's could have happened.
Right. So that's where we were at. And so all of those things playing on the mind, and also the fact that Australia have never lost at the Gabba since 1988. This is their fortress. This is the fifth day pitch, all that stuff. And then to have this win. So yes, I think India were comfortable in the middle through the entire day, but I don't think the same can be said about fans who are just like, you know, if you were me, I was about ready to drop down dead watching this.
No, perfect. So I'll tell you what, just the way you spoke about how India never did look like they were, you know, going to blow it at any point of time on this incredible whirlwind of a fifth day. I think big credit, and this credit can often be forgotten on the back of like innings that that Pant played and you know, the one that Gill anchored right on top and Pujara played. The credit that can often be forgotten is the role that Ajinkya Rahane played today, and I really want to touch upon that. Without his tactical nous, I still think India would have at best drawn this test match in Brisbane. There was just something about the way he played. Rahane walked in at four before Pant did, and immediately stepped up right from his very first run, right? Like, which he kind of like punched to mid on and made Pujara a move, man. Like, he ran a very, very quick single and then he hooked his next ball for a four. The intent was very, very clear. And he didn't mind getting out because he knew Pant was going to, like, you know, follow him in the batting lineup. Yeah. And then you just had this spectacular situation where you had Pujara at one end, stonewalling absolutely everything. And man, what an innings he played. But anyway, I want to keep my focus on Rahane before I get carried away by Pujara. So Pujara stonewalling everything and also taking a lot of body blows. That's what I was going to wax eloquent about. But at the other end, there's Rishabh Pant. So now you have your chances of a draw heightened and of a win heightened if we chip away fast enough at the runs, right? Now you're going to tee with Pujara and Pant. And you're what, about 145 runs adrift? I'm not even checking this, but like, it's just, I think, like, burned into my skull, man. So 145 runs to win in 37 overs. They blocked the first three overs. So now you're thinking, great, they've made up their mind, right? Like, we are definitely going to push for a draw. Until Rishabh Pant cuts loose. And that is all because of course, his own talent, but because Rahane had kind of given him his blessings. Without that, it's very, very difficult. Because say, Pant went for like a crazy shot, most of them were, and we'll talk about that a little later, and got, like, say he holed out in the deep. Pant knew at that point that, you know, he was not going to be yelled at or sneered at by his dressing room, because Rahane has given him that confidence. And that was so beautiful to see. I mean, what a leader, Rudra. Like, really. It's just like, what a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of that confidence was built on also on Shardul Thakur and Washington Sundar's performance from the first innings, where they really showed how well they can bat and how fearless they are out in the middle and, you know, not out of their depth at all. You know, they played their shots beautifully. They were like proper batsmen playing strokes. So you knew that, you know, even if Pant goes out hitting, that, you wouldn't be still chasing a win then, but you knew that you could block it out for a draw very, very easily. You knew you were not going to get hobbled and suddenly have a collapse. Because Mayank Agarwal was following Pant, right?
Precisely.
So you had another very stable batsman.
And, exactly. And Agarwal would have walked in as he did, you know, this time at the fall of Pujara's wicket when the second new ball was due, and he's an opener, right? So he knows exactly how to counter it. I mean, this is Rahane genius.
Yeah.
Rahane genius.
Absolutely. So you had it all covered. You had it all covered right through. And I mean, really, and the thing is, you spoke about Pujara getting body blows, right? And how important is that? That role that he played today, and he's played throughout the series, of just holding down one end no matter what happens and what is thrown at him, seeing off the new ball, seeing off Pat Cummins, you know. So the biggest threat that Australia had to offer, and he's got hit like I think about 10 times today. A few really hard whacks on the helmet, a whole lot on his ribs, his hand. One on his knuckles. Yeah, I think he's going to be out of action for a bit because that looked really, really bad. And, you know, it reminded me of something which was, which is West Indies touring England in 1976 after Tony Greig had made the groveling remark and then the fast bowlers unleashed that hell on the English batsmen. And there's a scene from the documentary about this tour, Fire in Babylon, where you see Brian Close, the English batsman, sitting in the dressing room and he's taken off his shirt and you see the marks of the ball all over his body. And I was just looking at Pujara and thinking, this is exactly what's going to happen when he walks back to the dressing room and takes off his shirt. He's going to have like these red leather marks from top to bottom.
Poor soul. Because at the end of the game, when they were all giving hugs to each other, I mean, they were all going a little gentle on Pujara as well because he was really battered, right? Like Rishabh Pant was giving fair hugs to anyone who kind of crossed his path. But the moment he saw Pujara patted Pant on the cheek. And I think that's something that is kind of become a habit. I mean, like, apart from just being such a talented cricketer, what a mischievous little fellow, right? But anyway, again,
Agent
I digress.
Chaos,
I want to get
Agent of Chaos.
Agent of Chaos. Agent of Chaos. But last point on Pujara, right? Apart from all those body blows that he took, we're also speaking about Pujara the way we are right now, is because See, Gill made 91 and Pant made 89. The man who had the longest stands with both of them was Pujara, right? Without Pujara, I don't think Gill could have done what he did so effortlessly at the fall of Rohit's wicket. And without Pujara, I think there is no chance that either Pant or Rahane, for that matter, would have been able to do what they eventually ended up doing. So, I mean, invaluable as he's always been, on tours to Australia and overseas in general. But I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Those twin 50s in Sydney, followed by this 50 now in the second innings. Just phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. The true definition of anchoring in innings that you had there. Now maybe we can tackle this question of who, you know, gets to sit out when the full team is fit and ready to go. Because for me, you can't leave Shubman Gill out anymore, right?
No.
He needs to become your standard opener, which is something I have said even before he made his debut in Test cricket. Rishabh Pant is simple. He walks in as the wicketkeeper batsman.
Absolutely. I just want to say that I think of the 5-6 new faces that were here in Brisbane that pulled off this absolute miracle, Gill is the only certainty for when England come visiting next month, right? It's the rest of them who you have to start tackling.
Yeah, right. So, in that case, let me pick the next one who I think should be a certainty, but will have a fight in his hands, and that's Mohammad Siraj. Because he was brilliant. And he really, it's not just the fact that he took 5 wickets, you know, but fact that, you know, across the 3 test matches that he's played, he never looked like, never looked out of his depth. He always looked very intelligent. He bowled, he pitched the ball up. He made it move out from the left-handers. He was constantly angling the ball. He was working the seam. And he was really thinking, you know, how to lure a batsman into a trap. And doing all of this with no experience whatsoever in tests is incredible. It's phenomenal. And I think, you know, the 5 wickets in Brisbane, he really deserved them. And I think that he deserves a place in the team. But now then, who from that great bowling attack steps down?
You can always go with the assumption that, you know, because they're fast bowlers, one of them would have, say, you know, have been, you know, suffering an injury or broken down. Yes. For any test series. So I think Siraj will kind of be there, and hopefully he won't be the one who's nursing an injury, because he's that young and that good, right? He has come through the ranks. He was the leader of our attack here, not just our fast bowling attack. But just to continue where you left off, it's really sad then that, you know, it's poor old Shardul Thakur, who kind of doesn't have a place in a full strength side, despite that phenomenal 65 or 67 or whatever he made in the first innings.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's in the match. Like, basically took the catch to give Siraj his 5th wicket. But at one point, Siraj and Thakur were both hunting for their respective 5ths, right? So, he took 7 wickets in the match, scored a 60. But it's not a reflection of Shardul Thakur at all. It's just, it basically just shows how strong our talent pool is, that a man like that, who on any other day would have been the man of the match in a test match with those kind of numbers across bat and ball, we're not sure whether he's going to be there in the next test when England come calling. And another man obviously is Washington Sundar, because
And how interesting does that part get, right? Ravindra Jadeja, R. Ashwin, Washington Sundar. I mean, wow. There's an embarrassment of riches there.
In India, right? So, for Sundar to make the cut, especially when he doesn't play too much first-class cricket in India, he's obviously doubtful. It's just so sad to be saying this on the day when we won this test match in Brisbane. You know, this is the truth.
Yeah. Correct, but it's a glorious truth. It's a wonderful thing to have to be able to see that there is a next generation that is so ready and so capable and skillful and fearless, and they're not overawed by anything. They go into the GABA, which is Australia's fortress, and they think that they can win, and they plot for that, and they execute it. and they end up winning. It's just, it's miraculous, like you said right at the beginning.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you three things that stood out for me across the series, and I'm going to ask you for the same. You can feel free to dip into GABA as much as you want, but yeah, if I have to sum up what this series meant to me, I mean, that'll be really difficult, giving like all the layers of emotion that that consists of. But yes, basically, day five in Sydney, when we defied Australia from winning that match, first because of Pant and then because of the heroics of Ashwin and Hanuma Vihari, I think I'll still put that at number one. Number two is of day five in Brisbane. Imagine, man, like moments are not moments anymore. I have to pick entire days because that's Number two would be, of course, what happened today when we won. And, you know, just that moment when, okay, I can't pick a moment, but yeah, Rishabh Pant and everything he did. At number three, basically, is Shardul and Washington Sundar on day three in Brisbane. And, you know, when they ate away at that deficit. I don't think I've had more fun. I mean, see, day five in Sydney and day five in Brisbane were both stressful. But that day three, those two were batting. That's the most fun I've had in watching any kind of cricket in a very long time. I mean, it was
It's true, because I think it must have been the most unexpected thing out of all the most unexpected things that we've seen through this series. You know, I mean, who would have thought any of this could come true? But Washington Sundar and Shardul Thakur batting the way they did was truly special. So you've taken one of my top three.
I have. Okay, fine. Okay. The other two?
I'll do my own top three.
I'm not setting a precedent. They don't have to be entire days. It can be anything for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll pick people. My top thing from this series is Shubman Gill.
His emergence, him
coming good and him showing that, you know, that behind that technique, he also has the temperament, he also has the fearlessness, and he can do just about anything. And I think it's going to be an incredible career for him going ahead. My second pick is another person, which is Mohammad Siraj, who I also think is going to have a brilliant career ahead of him. And my third thing is the story arc that I have been tracking throughout this series, which is Natarajan, right? Tennis ball cricketer to IPL sensation, to making his T20 debut, to then making his ODI debut, and then finally finding himself in the test team. I mean, what are the odds of something like that happening?
Yeah, at the GABA in a win. I mean, man,
seriously.
I know that, you know, we have a lot more to talk about. Like, I really thought I was going to highlight that one punt six that he hit off Nathan Lyon, you know, a ball after Lyon had pitched the ball in the rough and it spun square, basically. The ball was collected by slip. I really thought we were going to talk about that a little more, but we've run out of time. We can, in fact, if we wanted to basically talk about this test series for a week, maybe a month, and this podcast will go on, but we have to call it a wrap. It's been insane just to be able to witness all of this, and they've hopefully put a smile on your face as well. I'm sure they have. I'm sure they've, you know, also caused a few tears, but what a pleasure this was, this entire series. And on that note, enjoy it. Have a few drinks, maybe. Wake up tomorrow with a hangover. It's totally going to be worth it. It's a wrap from us.
Good one.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on @HTSmartcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.